Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ben Bailey with us one night only to Funny Bone in Omaha tonight, and then out in Norfolk and...
Kearney.
Oh, Kearney, that's right.
Kearney, that's the one I say that and everybody goes, oh, what are you doing in Kearney?
Yeah. You're selling out a theater.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Have a good time doing that.
Yeah.
They'll love you in Kearney.
You can see the arch over the interstate. It's very impressive.
That's a lot of fun, yeah.
That's what they've got out there? Sounds like the theater sounds like it's going to be really nice, actually.
No, it is nice. Yeah. We have comedians do some stuff out there. I've heard of the theater. Never been, but I heard it's nice.
The World
Theater. You fly a lot, Ben.
I do.
This woman here, a woman... What is this, Puss? Did you read this whole story?
Yeah.
The headline is, I just see giraffe poop.
Woman was stopped by Customs and Border Patrol at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. By the way, I really like the jerseys MSP. The Twins have that say Twin Cities across it.
I do like that, too. Did you buy one?
Yeah, they're done with those for this year.
I'm thinking about it. What I don't like is the hat with just the M on it because it looks too much like the Miami.
Brewers?
The Marlins. Looks too much like the Marlins.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
But we don't have to worry about it anymore because they're done.
Yeah.
Are you a baseball
fan? The Twins
are
done.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Yeah. Don't really follow.
All right. We'll get back to the poop story here.
What kind of camp?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Giraffe?
Yeah. She was found with giraffe poop that she planned to make into a necklace. Droppings seized by Border Patrol officials or border officials. Late September, woman returning from Kenya declared the animal feces, prompting an inspection. By the Border Patrol. She said she
obtained, did it harden?
The droppings. I would assume giraffe poop
like
hardens in flight.
I would guess.
How did she obtain this?
She had been in Kenya.
With a bucket?
Yeah.
And by the way,
she harvested it herself.
And you don't have to bend down either because you could just be standing there.
Yeah.
And the giraffe's ass is higher than you, right?
Yeah. Most times, I think.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Giraffe poop was taken and destroyed by steam sterilization per.
Well, how do you destroy it?
U.S. I mean, it's steam sterilization.
What do you say? Just that like air
it's just going to make things worse.
Yeah. If you're
don't apply heat to this.
Yeah,
throw it in a garbage can. What is
going to make it worse?
Well, they're probably
worried.
Would they be worried about it having some sort of giraffe disease that they wouldn't want? I mean, that they probably
like imagine that's what they were thinking.
There is a real danger with bringing fecal matter into the U.S.
Wow. What if it's on you?
Yeah. Well, everybody has it in them.
She just had it on the flight that whole time.
Yeah. She was going to make a necklace.
Yeah, she's going to make a necklace out of it. Yeah.
Wow. And this was not her
giraffe
first poop necklace.
No, what was the other poop necklace?
Moose.
Oh, yeah.
Moose poop necklace. She had made one before out of moose poop.
But you can get moose right here in America.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Kenya for that.
Yeah, you can't get any giraffe poop here unless you go to a zoo.
Couldn't you just use whatever kind of poop you want and... And you know, that's easily available.
Right, and just say it's
giraffe
poop.
And then just say it's giraffe poop. No one's going to be like, no, you know, that doesn't look like giraffe poop to me.
They don't eat corn giraffes.
A lot of leaves.
How do you make a necklace
That's a good point, though. The zoo, Henry Dorley Zoo there in Omaha, one of the best in the country, by the way.
They have giraffes?
They got giraffe poop.
They must feel a little bit slighted, the local giraffes.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, come on.
Yeah, what's
but
wrong
they know
with us?
Those are healthy giraffes.
What's wrong with ours?
There's a list here of it said the giraffe poop could have contained.
You want to take it, man.
African swine fever, classic swine fever, Newcastle disease, foot and mouth disease, swine vesicular disease, and other things.
Yeah. I'm into the classic swine.
Just to name a few.
Yeah.
Here's a short list of reasons that you don't bring giraffe poop back from Africa.
Well, I want to be like the person behind her at TSA. What is this? It's giraffe poop. You know,
right? Yeah. Sneaking in a Gatorade,
and you're stuck. Oh, we picked the wrong freaking line. Damn it! Yeah, think about
that. Because you're the giraffe poop lady.
I'm in the giraffe poop lane. I'll be behind the giraffe poop lady.
Well,
and you're pissed off.
This is worse because she was at customs. This wasn't even TSA. This was customs because she was coming back in.
Right,
you don't mess with customs.
You got me any poop to declare. Yeah, giraffe stuff.
I thought it was duty
she
free.
Made it that far.
Ah, duty free.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm not going to plug your gig down there.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't.
You should wait for the next break for that.
Yeah.
She made it all that way. Like she
it was laying out there,
the
though. Duty free is actually pretty funny. I'm with you, Nick.
Said, but
now I more think about that joke. It's not bad, you know.
Duty free.
It's stupid, but it's not bad.
I once bought a mahi filet.
Duty.
From Mexico.
Just one mahi?
Just one mahi filet.
Isn't it mahi-mahi?
Yes, it is. But I just call it
just
mahi.
I don't think it needs to be mahi-mahi. Like, sure one mahi is specific enough.
Yeah.
So you had it frozen and you were bringing it back?
It's in a little
mahi-mahi, which is dumb. Right?
The cooler
it's
is full of ice.
Portion.
And it's in a bag. Yeah. You know, and I talked to the guy. I think I'm in Denver. And, you know, well, I got a mahi filet. Is that cool? Oh, yeah. Where'd you catch it? And we got into a whole bunch of fishing talk while people waited behind me.
But, they're pissed off.
Right, the filet's fine. You know, it's not poop. It's just a piece of fish.
Right.
Are you going to make a necklace out of it?
No, I ate it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make a meal out of it.
And then make a necklace out of it.
I mean, I've only done it a couple of times.
Yeah, you have to wait.
It seems like customs are the least humorous people at the airport. Like, they don't mess around. I got yelled at just for taking a phone call in the customs area.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be on your phone.
No.
Yeah.
Rookie.
I literally was. It was the first time I'd ever come back through customs, coming back into the country, and you just hear over the loudspeaker, no phone calls at customs, no phone, and all they're talking
to me. Yeah, I flew back from Jamaica with my wife years ago when we were younger, and I bought a pipe for Todd down there on the beach, but it wasn't used, so it was just a brand new pipe. This is way before, obviously, marijuana was even legal in the U.S. This would be the spring of 96, I believe, 97. And I had a pipe in my checked luggage, in my luggage, but they pulled me and Becky aside in Tampa. We landed from Jamaica to Tampa, and they pulled us aside. They randomly just picked us. Cause I'm thinking she was 12 years younger. I had longer hair. I'm thinking, oh, great. And I'm thinking, what happens if he finds that pipe? Now, there was no weed in it, but I found out later if he's found the pipe, that'd give more reasons to search everything, you know, than even my poop, apparently. So I brought some poop
at
with
that,
me.
At that point was the question, are you here of your own free will, ma'am?
Yeah.
Thrown out there?
Well, it was
I mean, she was young enough that...
I was like, I guess.
But it was so funny. It was like
Blink
a movie.
If you're in distress.
Now, first of all, I'm not going to jail because there was no weed in there. It was a clean pipe. I didn't smoke anything out of it in Jamaica. And I bought it for Todd. I would have blamed him for that. But
you'd have still been in jail.
I remember the T-shirt that was behind. It was like a bunch of T-shirts laid in the suitcase, and they opened the suitcase in front of me in customs, and I see him just going down T-shirt, 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 and I'm thinking, four more T-shirts, there's the pipe.
Yeah.
And he just stopped.
You're like, don't get to the fog hat.
He just stopped right there. Now, do you go overseas much, Ben?
I have in the past. I haven't in quite a while.
For you never smuggled anything, right?
For fun.
For work and for fun.
Did you ever smuggle any weed in or anything like that?
No, never.
How about booze?
We are live on the radio.
What about animal food?
Yeah. No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Absolutely. We're pretty open about our weed use. In fact, the last few comedians we've had on, there's extensive psychedelic discussion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Louis Black for about a half an hour yesterday on his mescaline, peyote, acid experiences.
They say mushrooms are better than Yale.
Who was that?
Well, acid.
Louis Black.
Acid is better than Louis.
Now, in Louis' defense, he's older than us, so he was actually doing that in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, all that stuff. So, but yeah, he went on about a half hour of just about all the stuff he took. It was great.
All about his trip.
Yeah, it's all his trips back in the day.
Trips.
Exactly.
Plural.
On Josh Wolf and his kid doing their mushrooms. And then, you know, Dan Cummins with his DMT and talking to the witch. You know, it's been a running theme here lately.
Yeah. Ben's just a bourbon guy, right?
Sorry. Yeah. Just bourbon. All just right. Beers and bourbon for me.
You don't want to get a full back
no
tattoo?
No heavy drugs, no giraffe poop.
The witch that you talked to on DMT?
I would talk to a witch, but I don't want to be tripping when that's happening.
Yeah, well, that's what he did. Yeah. He tripped. By the way, he tripped and he saw the witch a couple different times, the same witch, and now he's getting that witch tattooed on his back.
Wait, the witch is real or no?
No.
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 Imaginary.
Came to him in a...
Dude. Yeah. Dude, you don't get a tattoo of people that aren't real.
No, no, and when I
That's
a weird rule I just made up.
I have a rule: if you don't go back to the drug that makes you see the witch.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that'd be
makes
terrifying.
Sense. Yeah, wow.
Now Dan's full of drugs.
What's that stuff people are doing? Ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were just talking.
That stuff makes you trip, right? Takes you. But it's quick, and then it's over, and then you're supposedly...
No,
like,
I thought that's the one that was longer. Like, you ingest it, and it's like 6 or 8 hours.
I think it's the DMT thing that we were talking about that this guy saw the witch on. That's a very short trip.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one where you lick the frog's back?
No, that's something different entirely.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. That's a Tyson thing.
Yeah,
he's licks toads.
He's a toad licker. Yeah. I don't know if he still is, but
like the ayahuasca is like the guided. A lot of people do the guided trip where you have some shaman or something.
Yeah, that's
helps
right.
You through
it. And it lasts a few hours.
Yeah,
and then you're born again or something.
For it to be authentic, don't you have to go to like the jungles of South America or something?
Yeah,
like really
for the frog one, I think you do. Yeah, you got to find one of those frogs and lick it.
That's
back.
A Sonoran desert toad.
A Sonoran desert toad. Yeah, exactly.
What happens if you lick a giraffe's ass? That's what I want to know. You know,
you have a hard time getting through customs.
Free ticket to Minneapolis.
Yeah,
that list of diseases we had earlier. Yeah, those. That's what happens. Yes.
You mentioned ayahuasca. Stanhope mentioned that because he mentioned
you
that
must
one of
be
the...
this tall to lick a giraffe's ass.
Yeah,
like a 14-foot pole.
Stanhope mentioned that the only other drunken, smoking comic that was around his age is Ron White, and Ron did mention recently in some podcast that he did ayahuasca.
Yeah. Ron did?
Yeah.
Yeah, to stop him from drinking, right, Kyle?
I don't think he drinks anymore.
No, he doesn't drink anymore.
He quit drinking completely.
Ron White doesn't drink anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
If he can quit, anybody can.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. Mm. Is it because
and
ayahuasca?
Is that how he's got off of it?
We'd have to ask him that, but he does, but he doesn't drink his own tequila. He leaves that to Alex Raimondo.
He made a fortune, obviously. Well, he makes money. He's been a boozer for years. He's known Ron forever, but he recently retired from touring. But he's also, he mentioned ayahuasca in that bit, you know.
Huh.
Not a bit. Excuse me. He's on a podcast somewhere. He did ayahuasca.
Interesting.
To cure him from drinking.
Right. Yeah, people use it, I guess, to...
And he still smokes pot.
Oh, he does. Okay, well, then he's fine.
Yeah, he still smokes pot.
Well, the psilocybin, that's all kind of coming to the mainstream, using it,
it
as
is,
you know, therapy.
It is, the microdosing of the mushrooms, right, are supposed to cure all kinds of different
stuff.
Just
as effective as antidepressants, from what we've read, all we've read.
I tried them once,
really
it really made me
people.
Laugh a lot, the mushrooms. One time, I tried them and we laughed. I laughed for like 4 hours.
4 hours?
I couldn't tell you what I was laughing at. The next day, but man, it was great.
But at least it wasn't a bad trip.
No, it was not at all.
See, that's always my fear is I'd do it once and I'd have a bad trip. And,
right.
You know, lose
I think if
what,
you just do a little bit.
Is that you suggest that?
Okay. Yeah, just, I mean, my friend showed up at one of my gigs and he only had a little bit.
Did you Did you go on stage with it? Were you on stage?
No, we did it afterwards.
Okay.
And then we just literally sat there and laughed like...
Did you laugh more? Was it a really good weed laugh, or was it a different kind of laugh?
It was a different kind of laugh. It was like a belly laugh for
4 hours
for a long time. Like
guys,
I was ripped the next day. My abs were shredded.
That's how you stay in shape. You're in good shape, right?
Thanks, man. No, but it was really good. Like no downside. Just laughed and laughed and laughed. You know, you need that cathartic laughter.
We love to clowns throw that information don't get that out so for much. The kids listening, by the way. No downside to those drugs.
No drugs, kids. Yeah, no. Yeah.
We like to throw that out there, too, by the way.
What did you message
directly to you from Doug Stanhope.
I got way more than 20
Doug
to go
Stanhope
around.
Saying that, right.
Yeah, I don't know if I should do that with the marching band competition I got to be sitting at.
That's exactly when you should do that.
Oh, that's when you should be doing it, watching. What, you have to watch 8 marching bands?
Probably not that many, but a few.
See, I got some. But here's the thing. I don't want to do them by myself. I want someone to trip with me, Colleen.
Then go to the marching band competition with the...
Let me clear my schedule, Todd.
I got to find time.
Yeah, don't you have underlings
you
that can take
partner,
care of your things?
You need a buddy for that stuff, right? Yeah. You got to have someone to do it with.
We live with a bunch of dogs. Which dog are you closest to?
Literally or figuratively close?
Yeah, you know, the connection. Trip with that dog.
There's one that likes me more than others. Yeah. I wouldn't subject her to that.
No, you can't make that choice for a dog.
Right. She wouldn't truly enjoy it. Right.
You can't make that choice for a dog.
You think you say that this morning, did you?
That would blow her little doggy mind.
Which dog am I going to do? Which dog is going to do shrooms with me tonight? And they all start doing it. Go see Ben tonight at the Funny Bone and do some shrooms. You'll laugh 4 straight hours. Like an hour and a half after the show's over.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've done it. I don't know how it's going to affect me. So I don't know what the hangover is going to be the next day. So I got to make sure.
Downside. Ben said no downside.
For me, in that one instance, there was no hangover, no nothing.
But Ben also sleeps till 1.
Yeah.
Right.
So that kind of helps.
I slept till about noon. That
little
day.
Different schedule.
Yeah, we need Todd to be useful tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you can't do it tonight.
We need him.
Yeah, well, normally I'm not on a Friday anyway, but I'm going to try.
More useful than probably coming off a shroom hangover.
Ben Bailey with us. it's the real BenBailey.com. Who has BenBailey.com?
Some British guy.
All right.
He's like squatting. He doesn't even have a website. And he was wanted me to buy it from him.
How much?
I didn't even. I was like, I'll give you $100.
Right.
And he was like, no, I don't think
you know
what
you should have bought him the domain.
What do you say? How do you do your British accent? Sure.
He was like, well, you could make me a considerable offer.
Really?
And I was like, what would you consider considerable?
Right. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, you just make me an offer. And I was like, I'll give you $100. And he's like, no.
That's pretty good.
I was like, all right.
That's
all right,
good.
We're done.
We're done.
That's as high as I was willing to go, sir.
Yeah.
But his name actually is Ben Bailey, too.
But he should be the lesser BenBailey.com. Yeah. You're the real Ben Bailey.
I'm the real. He's the fake.
Something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.